Our Father, we thank you so much tonight that you let us look into another law in the Spirit, that we may be able to advance above this system. We thank you, every person on the sound of my voice here in the auditorium around the world. Life will take on a different dimension tonight as the Holy Spirit revealed through our spirit to our soul, even down to our bodies and to our manifestation and creation and demonstration that you have provided for us to have in our lives. Your promises are true, and all your promises are yea and amen. So therefore, the things that you have promised us, we can walk in them. We can have them, we can live them, and we can share it with others. So thank you tonight. We welcome your presence. Thank you for the praises and the musician who have brought you forth and praise you. Holy Spirit, we want you to be here. And we want you to open our ears, open our eyes, open our hearts, open our mind, open our understanding. Open the wisdom we already have, because Christ in us, the wisdom of God. Thank you, Father. We just acknowledge your presence. We have received a lot of things. Now we have to renew our mind and release them. I say we have received a lot of things. Now we have to renew our mind and release those things in Jesus' name. Amen. You may be seated. Yeah, receive. I've been to actually, we call it a minister's retreat. I work, because anytime I'm around them boys, it's questions, and girls, it's questions, but that's what it's all about. Let's look at some scriptures that we have to, and a definition I'm going to have to give you, in order for you to start this adventure in the spirit. In Job chapter 22, the lesson was directed toward Job, but it was in an ill manner, because Job was accused of some things he didn't do. The thing that Job had a problem with, he was fearing something he shouldn't have feared, and he attracted it to it. Fear will attract things to you. Faith will attract things to you, and make a note of that, and fear will attract. The law of attraction worked by faith and fear. Okay, all right, so you know that. So if you got a lot of things that happen in your life you don't want, you attracted it. Okay, so you want to change it, change it. All right, but Job's friends accuse him of a lot of things, but yet revelation came out of his mouth that we need to have, that will work tremendous blessing in our life, attainment, advancement, achievement, and things that we can accomplish out of the spirit world with the word of God. So I'm going to read one verse. I had to come back. I'm going to read two verses, one from Job, one from Esther, and you're going to be confirming something. Job 22:28. If you read it there, you got it. I want you to look at it. It's very important. Thou shalt also, and I want you to underline the word decree, because I'm going to give you a definition of it. Decree is a little different than confession. Thou shalt also decree a thing. It's a comma, right? All right, now what happened when you decree a thing? And it shall what? So decreeing must have some power. For he said, it shall be established to thee, right? Yes. And then it says, and the light shall shine upon thy way. Uh-huh. Oh. Undoubtedly, talking about the ways of bringing manifestation to what you have decreed. Yes, okay? Now, right back, book right next to Job, Esther is right next to Job, the 8th chapter. And this is very significant for you to understand what I'm going to teach you tonight. Very significant. We're talking about the power of decreeing faith-filled words. The power of decreeing faith-filled words. Everything can change in your life tonight. Amen. Just listen for a few minutes and take it up on, all right? In Esther 8:8. Now, this verse is going to signify and prove that if we learn how to rightly decree the word, nobody can change it. Nobody can stop it from manifesting. I was to ask you when I come in here tonight, is there anything you want to get rid of? Or is there some places, or are there some places you're trying to get and you never have gotten to? Well, this will, things you need to erase out of your life and cause your faith to be explosive. Enlargement, expansion, all of these things are available. Now, in reading this, it tells us something about a decree. The word decree is not in this verse in Esther 8:8, but it tells us something about a decree. Write ye also for the Jew, as it lacketh you, in the king's name, and seal it with the king's ring. For the writing which is written in the king's name and sealed with the king's name may no man reverse. Now, what we're talking about here is when you learn to properly decree, nobody can reverse it. Nobody. Satan, the system, the government, nobody, your enemy, nobody can reverse it. When you decree it properly. And my job is to get you to know how and understand how to decree the word of God properly. Yes, and how to decree the promises of God in your life on daily basis. Yes, I do it on daily basis. Yes, I do it two or three times a day. Yes, the same one. Yes, synchronized, sort of soak in it. Yes, and until it become so real to me, I have it before I touch it. Are you following me? Yes, and this is where the believer, I'm going to say some things about the believer in the church, but I want to give you a definition of decree so you understand what we're talking about. The word decree is a legal term that means, number one, an authoritative instruction provided by someone who has authority or by a government. You have both. Yes, sir. You have authority and you have a supernatural government. Yes, sir. And when you speak words of faith, you speak spirit, life, and truth will be in your decrees. Now, a lot of things are going to change rapidly for you. Yes, sir. Just listen to me, all right? So it's an authoritative instruction. You see, a decree is an instruction of authority. Yes, sir. You have to know that. You have to know you have a right to speak God's word out of your mouth, yes, sir, and expect it to come to pass. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Create, manifest, demonstrate, change. It can't be reversed, but it can reverse other things. Well, you didn't hear me. See, a decree can't be reversed, but a decree has the power to reverse everything else. Yes, sir. Come on, Apostle. See. The next part of a decree, it is a judgment decided by a court of law. Let me, as the Spirit lead, let me follow him a minute. Romans 8:2. Yes, sir. Romans 8:2. The law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has freed me from the law of sin and death. See? See? So, one term we've been using in the years past, I think would work now to get you to understand what I'm saying. The ball is in your court. Yeah, don't be looking for somebody else to do it for you. See, decreeing, you have to do it yourself. All right, so you got the two parts, what it mean, right? An authoritative instruction provided by someone who have authority or by a government. You have authority and you have government. You have dominion. A judgment decided by a court of law. Now, go back to Job 22. Let me say a few things to you. I'm going to show you some other things that has to be calculated. Let me take you some other verses that will bring you abreast of this. Let me take you some other verses. Because I want you to be scripturally confirmed about this decreeing. It's very important. Scripturally, you have scripture confirmation on what you're doing when you're speaking these words out. You have truth to back you up. Hebrews chapter 11. Hebrews chapter 11 a minute. Now I want you to get these verses, and I want you to go over these verses and establish yourself in being able to decree. Because you see, confession is one thing. Confession is acknowledgement, admission, a statement of one principle, an opening profession of faith of what one believes, a statement settled out of essential religious doctrine. Then you have proclamation, a public or official announcement, something that is proclaimed, declaration, announcement, publication, broadcast. Then you have affirmation, the act of affirming. The assertion that something exists or is true. Confirmation or ratification of the truth. See? So you're dealing with, we have dealt with over the years in the word of faith and in the Baptist setting, Methodist setting, confession. Even the Catholic, confession. Some confess different. Proclamation, affirmation are all good, but we're talking about decreeing a thing with authority, with spiritual law and spiritual government behind it. When you as a believer, when you decree something by faith, the king seal it with his ring. And it cannot be reversed. See, what happened, we're trying to operate in faith and we're leaving some things out that we need to do that we know that we got this thing. Well, let me go back. Let me work with you. Everything the Bible promised, you already got. It's already yours. But it's in your spirit. Your soul has a valve on it. You got to get that valve open. If that soul valve don't operate as a valve to let what's in your spirit go through it, through your mind, through your understanding, to your body, it'll never get there. So if you're sick and can't get well, what happened? Your valve not open. Nothing can get to your body unless it comes through your soul. So we don't have a spirit problem, children. We have a soul problem. If you read the Bible, it talks about, and my soul knows right well. And talk about your prosper as your soul prosper. Huh? Through patient possession of soul. It's talking about anchoring your soul now. See? All right. So I want you to know that spirit, soul, and body. So there's a soul to do this. That soul going to have to be able to receive, which is your emotion, your mind, and your will. You see? Well, let me give you three words then. Jesus had provided for us everything. And when we were born again, our spirit received everything he provided. So you're sitting there with every question, every problem, every need, every desire, every dream. It's already yours. I'm going to give you three words to work with, all right? So now you've already received. What's the problem? Renewing. Romans 12, 2. Renewing. What's the next problem? Releasing. Are you seeing this, class? You got the three R's? Do you have three R's? Do you have three R's? Receive, renew, release. When you recognize, that's another R. When you recognize something belongs to you, you get bold about it. Well, I'm telling you, every factor in your life that you're dealing with that is not correlating with joy and peace in your life, you already have it, but you got to renew your mind and release it. We can go home right now, Harry. That's a whole, you see, you already, when you were born again, you received it. Renew your mind to it. That's getting your soul on track. That's open the valve. Yes, then out of here, release it by faith. Yes, sir. Then you have to have the ability to recognize it when it arrives. A lot of times God sends something to us, but he don't send it like we want him to send it. Or he don't send it through who we want him to send it through. And we miss the whole thing by saying something dumb. And listen, this next verse going to open the understanding of decreeing to you. I wrote a book on this verse, How to Frame Your World with the Word of God. Many years ago, remember? So that's one of the most powerful books God ever showed me. You know, we read books and put them down. I don't put them down when they get hot. You got to keep working with them, you know. But now listen, look at this verse and think about God have given you his word that if you speak it right, it can't be reversed. Oh, my God. Look at verse 3, Hebrews 11 and 3. Through faith, We understand. Lord, we understand. I understand who I am. I understand the power that is on the inside of me. Lord, I have power I haven't used yet. Help me to understand who I am. Help me to speak words with power that can change my whole world. Through faith we understand. See, through faith we understand. Yeah, what faith? Faith is a trust. See, through faith we understand. Watch this now. That the what? The worlds, all right? Well, what? How? What? The world were framed by the word of God. God used words. Jesus used words. The Holy Spirit used words. Peter, James, and John used words. Abraham used words. There's an adventure that God wants you to have. You must go on the adventure. Once you go on the adventure, you're just going to be out of it for a while. You're going to be in a daze for a while because you're going to see how easily you can manifest. Look at me. You are designed to demonstrate God's ability. You're the only one God has beside angels. And you can do it better because the angels got more power in their makeup than you. But you, as a child of God, as a flesh person. See, an angel not a flesh person. When a flesh person do something out the ordinary. Most Christians are religiously brainwashed with a lot of talk. I'm tired of it. When I say something, it ought to happen. What'd I say? I want you to get these two words now. You have authority. Mama gave you more than two. You have dominion. You have you're in his image. You're in his likeness. You have sonship. You're supposed to subdue. With words. Before you leave the house. Before you leave the house. Don't get up in the morning and don't say something. Give your life a platform to walk on through the day. Now notice this voice. Through faith we understand that the world was framed by the word of God. All I'm saying to you is that you can take this same word and frame every promise God in said in his word to you as you're reading the Bible. You can have the same thing. God have given you the authority and the right. He has given you his word. I'm going to just throw a word now. I'm going to see if can you catch it. Lazy. Too busy. Sleep too late. You got to get up earlier. If you're going to say something about your day. Stop beating that clock. Bang. I used to beat that clock. Shut up. All right. Take another word. I'm just going to build you up. Mark 11:23. Now, you know this verse, but I want you now to with Job 22:28. All right. Yes, sir. See, bringing it down the line. Now, Mark 11:23, Jesus said, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, whosoever shall say to this mountain, be thou removed, be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his soul. But believe those things which you say shall come to pass. Jesus said this. He shall have whatsoever he says." And I want to not add to the scripture, but is in that scripture if he know what he's saying. See, let me see. Can I show you what's happening to us? And I'm trying to train you to another level. You know that, right? We investigate without meditating. Right. Yeah. Right. And so we miss a lot of time. Yes, sir. Because we use adjectives and verbs to try to get an interpretation or revelation. But it needs meditation that the Holy Spirit can take you whatever level you are and take you up to what he's talking about. So we go into the Word of God dogmatically trying to use our expertise and we fail to yield to the Holy Ghost. Say, Lord, I yield to the Holy Ghost. Say it. Everything about to change in my life. I'm going to frame my world with the Word of God. I'm going to decree things and nobody can reverse it. All right. Here we go. Luke 21:15. Let's get some evidence. Let's get some word evidence before I start giving you a few points tonight. I love it. I'm passing you tonight. Take heed to yourself and to all the flock which the Holy Ghost have made you overseer, and feed the church of God, which he purchased with his own blood. I talked to the lady there. I said, no, ma'am. I said, we different. I said, y'all religious folk. I just told her. I said, you're religious folk. I said, and I said, you need to come hear some principles. You're a nice lady, too, but you're religious, though. Luke 21:15. For I will give you a mouth and wisdom which some of your adversaries, some of your problem, some of your situation, some of your circumstances. See, they ain't there. Joyce, they ain't there. Your circumstances, your problem, your situation is in that verse. That same mouth can handle everything. Your mind and your mouth must become a team.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
You heard me?
Yes, sir.
What I say?
My mind.
And they will not become a righteous team unless you feed them both the word of God.
Wow.
The word coming out of your mind and the word coming out of your mouth.
Yes, sir.
Woo, glory. Yes, sir. What a divine combination.
Yes, sir.
You're thinking the word and speaking the word in agreement with what you thought. Nobody, look at me, nobody can stop that. No situation can stop that. No demon power can stop that. No thing been holding you back can stop that. Your life comes alive tonight on purpose. You will revisit such a situation. Things will start changing for you like popcorn when it reached the right degree. I can't hardly take no more, man. Ugh. It is so real.
So real.
And I'm going to say something to make you leap. And you're almost there. Word of life, you hear me? You're right on the edge of it. You're about to step into some things. Woo! Woo! See, I got my remnant here tonight. I got my remnant. I got my 300 here tonight. I got... You about to say some words out of your mouth that gonna come to pass so fast, it's gonna frighten you for a while, but don't get afraid. I dare you say I got the power. Say it again. What? All right, sit down. 2 Corinthians 1:20, then we'll go start doing some things. 2 Corinthians, my God. Man, old people know I was going to be on fire when I came back. It's crazy. It's just as crazy. And they stay home. What's the matter with them? See, I never going away from God.
That's right. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
There's no trip I can take from God.
Oh, no,
Lordy, have mercy. How you going to rest without God? I'm going to rest. That's where you rest at, in the Lord. All right, 2 Corinthians. I want to show you something. All these scriptures are locking in together. All right. It's in 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 20. Now, I want you to think about decreeing now. I want you to think about your authority. I want you to think about spiritual laws. I want you to think about government. I want you to think about he's given you a mouth and wisdom. I want you to think about what Jesus said. Very, very, I said, whosoever shall say to the mouth. We're talking about decreeing now. See, decreeing, when you decree something, you make it a law.
Yes, sir.
It become the law of God coming out of your mouth.
Yes, sir.
It's an inner thing. It come from within.
Yes, sir.
Harmonious conditions in life come from within. Agreeable surrounding comes from within. The best of everything comes from within. Don't get upset because you're not blessed like you want to be blessed. It's your own fault. What you say when you first get up? What you say just before you go to sleep. Count it all joy. When you fall in various trials, tests, and temptations, they only to make you strong. They're just there to let you know how much your motor can pull. You ain't got no business sitting up here tonight worried about nothing.
That's right.
If it look like it's not working out, it's lying to you. Don't accept deception. Decree. Say the same thing God said about the situation. How long? Keep saying it. All the promises of God are yea and amen. You see that? Huh? Huh? Look at Isaiah 55:11, please. What's going to happen when I say it in faith? What happened when I decree a thing? I decree the word of God. Why some Christians keep getting empty answers, unprosperous answers, waiting and waiting and waiting and waiting. You don't supposed to court that long. You're supposed to go ahead and marry. It's supposed to become yours. We've been courting the blessings of God. It's time tonight to marry. Take it home with you. You see what I'm saying, Yvonne? You hear what I'm saying? You got that authority to decree. What do you mean marry? This belong to me. I don't care. You can raise all the hell you want, Satan. You can knock everybody. This belong to me. I know it. I'm going to keep saying it. I decree it. God going to shine the light on it. God waiting for something to come out your mouth. Woo! God wait, in faith. God waiting for something to come out your mouth in faith. And did you believe him? He waiting for you to say it with authority. Y'all just can't say the word. You got to say it with authority. You got to say it with boldness. Because it's already yours. All the promises of God are already yours. with this thing, man? What you gonna do with this thing? My goodness. You see what he said? So shall my word be that goes forth out of my mouth. Your mouth is his mouth. It shall not return the loud the void. I said it should not return to Jaredine void. It will not turn to Bud the void. You understand me? You understand what I'm saying? Nothing and no one can hold you out of the blessings of God. The blessings of God are for you. We have all this problem about living right, you know, and don't sin. You find out how good God is. Jeez. You think you're going to swap God out for sin? You ain't no problem with no sin. I say, sin, I know who you are. Get the hell on out of here. I don't want nothing to do with you. Power, man. Power. The cream. I'm going to get to it, Lord. The cream. You know, in the 8th chapter of Matthew, they got a strong word in there. Well, a man who understood authority, called him a centurion. You read it right now. You know what he said? Speak the word only. You have too many discussion about your problem. With too many people who can't do nothing about it. Everybody know your business. They're all crazy on that Facebook and they're putting all your business, where you're going and what happened and who died and who's sick and pray for them and all that crazy stuff. You better line your tail up. You don't want to be touched by the enemy. Somebody praying for you who don't like you. Stop putting all your business on the internet and everybody can see what you're wearing and all that stuff. Stop that craziness. Go in God chat room. Just got this system going crazy. We don't have to go crazy. My mom and them, you didn't know that business. We kept it in the house. Now y'all, you know, Jesus Christ, what y'all doing? Write these words down. Go back to Job 22. Now, let me read a little bit. Then I'm going to show you something. I read the text to make it clear. It says, thou, in the 28th verse, thou shalt also decree a thing, and it shall be established unto thee, and the light shall shine upon thy ways, right? Y'all with me on that voice? Come on, now, I don't need you here for no religious Bible study. You're wasting my precious time. Are you listening?
Yes, sir.
You going to do something about this?
Yes, sir.
All right, listen. Thou shalt also decree a thing, and it what? Shall be what? What that mean? What that mean? Come to pass. It happened. Unto thee. You said it, didn't you? Well, it coming to you. And the light shall shine upon thy ways. Other words, more things to decree. Once you get in the groove of it, you just decree, just be a decreeing being. A decree, I'm a decreeing being. Say it. Write it down. Write it down. I'm a decreeing being. I'm a decree of some stuff. I'm a decree it. But we must go back now to verse 21. You can't be doing all that decreeing. Watch what I'm about to say now. Listen very carefully. Because God does not become almighty to you until you're well acquainted with him. Other things can fool you that it got you. Look what it says. Look what it says here. Verse 21. Acquaint now thyself with him and be at peace. Thereby good shall come unto thee. Verse 22. Receive, I pray thee, the law from his mouth. Receive the law from his mouth and lay up on his word and lay up his word in thine heart, in thine soul. Your soul is a blocker or a bringer. Your soul will make you or break you. Every broken down situation you got in your life is your soul is blocking what God's trying to send to you. Bless the Lord, all my soul. I declare and decree in Jesus' name, every soul valve is open. Every person in the sound of my voice, the valve of their soul is open so the glory of God can come through to their bodies and manifest and demonstrate in their life how big and mighty their God is. Everything this book say, you already have it. I know. It's already yours. Jesus made it possible. Everything already yours. But you got to go through. See, when your Trinity, I'm a spirit, I have a soul, and I live a body. The Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. When your Trinity mixed with the Trinity, you go on in. That's it. God design you to be like him. That's why he made you in a Trinity.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
So are you telling me, Pastor, are you telling me all I have going on here now is a soul problem?
Yes, sir.
Yep.
Yes, sir.
Yep. And I'm gonna have to turn to show you this. I just have to turn and show it to you. You got to see this. If I get you to see this, I've said this to you before, but I think on the platform where we are now, go to James 1:21. James 1:21. James 1:21. See, all of this is pertinent for decreeing. You got to get acquainted with God properly. Acquaint thyself with God. How you acquaint yourself with God? Yeah, it is. Through this book. He told Joshua, look, boy, be of good courage. But don't let this word depart from your mouth, boy. Meditate in it day and night. You know you're designed by God by being a spirit, having a soul, and then by you're born again. You are designed by God that whatsoever you do prosper. Right. But
yes, sir.
That's the way God designed you.
Yes, sir.
Now, because most Christians don't have it, it's not a God problem. It's a Christian problem.
Yes,
Y'all get in the, we get in the valley and stay too long. Yeah, do I walk through the valley? Get out the doggone valley. How long the valley is? We went to a tunnel going to Alabama. You was in a tunnel, but after a while you get out the tunnel. And the light come on and sky blue and the cloud white and green trees. I'm talking my song now. I'm gonna see if y'all can identify my song. And men shaking hands, people shaking hands say, how do you do? What they really mean is I love you. Y'all don't even know the song, look at y'all. Y'all get it. Y'all get it. Y'all get it. The rainbow color. So beautiful in the sky. What a beautiful world. You know that song, is it? You don't know it? Y'all need to listen to that song. I listen to it till I cry. Because the world's so beautiful, most people don't see it. Because they're too busy in spiritual warfare. The war, the battle, has already been won. The war is a fake. Now, I'm going to show you how to get ready to decree. In James 1, verse 21, wherefore lay apart all filthiness and superfluity of naughtiness. And don't worry about it. You say, well, I can't lay it. Just read the next part. And receive with meekness the engrafted word, which is able to save your soul. That's what's cutting up anyway. Your soul got to be saved every day. Almost every moment. Most Christian souls, now this is going to hurt. Me too, have turned into a hobo. Most Christian souls are hobo because they're not planning the reality in it that the Father wants us to do. All right, get these words. Your soul has to come in agreement, alignment, and awareness to what your spirit is putting out. Everything you see in the word you have not received yet is because your soul have disagreed. And it's in the sprout and it can't come out. If you don't feed your soul properly the word of God, your soul and body are going to come in agreement. And you're going to get pregnant without a husband. And you're going to get a divorce when you shouldn't have got a divorce. You should have stood there and took it and let the Lord straighten it out. And you're going, you're going to do a lot of things. You're going to do a lot of sinful things because you're a Christian. Christian, you love God, but you're doing this stuff because your soul getting emotional with feeling. Yeah. What? Yeah. It doesn't mean you're a bad person. When a Christian gets in trouble, it doesn't mean they're a bad person. They just don't know what to do. Why does this keep happening to me? You always need, and let me tell you something. I could explain this way. I was walking the other day, I think I told you, the Lord said, no such thing as a heart attack. Your heart wasn't designed to attack you. You attack your heart so many times that it looked like the heart attack, but you did the attack. See, we just be lying to make it look good, make us look good. We'll do anything to make us look good. The devil sure troubling me. The devil sure Well, the Bible said, behold, I give you power to tread upon serpents, scourge the power of the enemy to do that. How can you put the devil on your shoulder? Talking about, the devil made me do it. Or the devil, that devil, I'm gonna get straight with that devil. No, that devil, ain't no devil ain't got no power over you. That's an excuse, baby, that you learned from your religious church. Everybody got some weakness. Yeah, I know. But everybody out there automatically sent it. Oh, I got to get off this, man. This thing, I got to get off this thing. Somebody, I'm talking to somebody, man. You need to quit this mess, man. Quit it. You're too precious a person. All right. All right. I'm getting you ready to decree. All right. Verse 21. Wherefore, lay apart all filthiness and superfluity of naughtiness, how? And receive with meekness. Now, that's a problem. That's a problem. In a congregation, it's hard to find a meek person to receive with meekness. Thank God we got him here, right?
Yes, sir.
You know what Jesus said about the meek? What? All right, inherit the earth now. What you want? He talking about everything. He talking about everything in the earth. So this material stuff, these people talking about, I don't need all that. They want it. But they're religiously blind and think it's not right for them to have it because they're going to serve the Lord. Man, get rid of that monkey business out your life. That ain't the Holy Ghost. Next verse. But be ye doers of the word, not hearers only, deceiving your own self. Deceiving your own self. Deceiving your own self. For if any man be a hearer of the word, not a doer, he's like a man beholding his natural face in a glass. For he beholdeth himself and goes his way and straightway forgetteth what manner of man he was. Verse 25. It's a decree voice. Yes, but whosoever looketh into the perfect law of liberty and continue therein, he being not a forgetful year but a doer of his work, this man shall be blessed in his deed. My God in heaven. So in decreeing, go back to Job. I got a chance to say a few more things to you. And you read the verses. Read from the 21st verse to the 28th verse, okay? You read it. You find out. Got prosperity in there too, but I want to tell you about what to expect to experience. I've been studying it. You experience increase and multiplication of blessing in every area of your life. Regularly decreeing positive, faith-filled words of truth. This is a treasure tool that God has given you to affect the goodness of God in your life in the midst of calamity. It was dark in Egypt. The children of God had light. The plagues was falling, but it couldn't touch the children of God. They had protection. You must know that. When you became a Christian, you're no longer of this world. You're in it, but you're not of it. You're designed to run it. All right, now, wait. Now let me tell you this part the Lord told me. There's a terrible deception in the body of Christ by not fully understanding the principle of decreeing. Decreeing, listen to me, the word of God as spiritual law. Decreeing the word of God as spiritual law. What I said? Now that's Romans 8 too, right?
Yes, sir.
Huh?
Yes, sir.
And recognizing the kingdom of heaven government overseas for manifestation. You heard me? You remember what it said? Go back to Esther 8:8. Once that signature is on it, once it's sealed, it can't be revised. Go back to Isaiah 55:11. Once you spoke it with authority, once you spoke it knowing it's your divine right to have all the promises of God in your life, be full of joy, full of peace. You leave out of this building tonight, you're not a religious person. You're not just a church goer. You're a child of the living God. You can make decrees in your bedroom, in your car. Boy, you can cause things to happen. You have the ability to call things that be not as though they were, because they'll come when you call them. This is just your divine right. I pound on you, because I want you to see it. God sent you here for a reason. You must get ready to expose yourself to the best of everything. Why not? If you're going to take a trip, take a good trip. Why not? Expose yourself. Look at somebody, tell them next to you. $1,000 total, yeah. Expose yourself to the best of everything. Tell them. But say it with some gall. Expose yourself to the best of everything. Some of y'all ain't doing it. Come on, y'all. Say it. See, you need to get it out your mouth. You need to release it on somebody else so it can work for you. So tell them, expose yourself to the best things in life. Some of y'all, I'm glad y'all not next to me. I don't want you speaking in my life. You expose yourself to something. No, I want somebody. Expose yourself to the best things in life. Now say, ha ha. That's a wrap. That's a wrap. You feel it? Becoming acquainted with God through His Word. You become acquainted with God through His Word. Come on, say that. Number two, you're becoming acquainted with God through His Word, through meditation. All right. Because you know you got to decree some things, right? Putting yourself in position to understand what you have already received. And just write Ephesians 1:3 there. And just go over there when you're over there. Renewing your mind, Romans 12:2. Huh? And releasing out of your mouth. Mark 11:23. Huh? What it was? Luke 21:15. Huh? Joshua 1:8. Huh? I can't hear you. Write these words down. Activation. Obtainment. Achievement. Advancement. Acceleration, multiplication, increase, and blessing. Wow. God dog it on the board, write it. This is what's happening in your life. So don't get disturbed if you run out the house and leave the car. You're so blessed you forgot you need a car. You're traveling. The words we speak have power. Watch this now. The words we speak has power and can potentially create. life or death are set before you tonight. Life and death. Choose life that you might be to live the good life that you ordained to live. See, some people think, and I know some of y'all here tonight, think you're in a rut. You're not in a rut. You're in a routine. You need a revelation with a new path. You need to talk different. You need to walk different. You should not walk like this. I told Larry this. Larry, get down. How about your back, boy? Stand up. You're going to hurt a while. Don't be stuck walking around looking at the ground. Look up. That's why they're going to call you pride. They call you pride because they don't know the real posture. Look people in the eye when you talk to them.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
And listen before you're trying to get give an answer.
That's right.
Be slow to speak. Now write James 3, chapter 3, verses 5 through 10. You read it. Let me give you the next statement. But when we make a legal proclamation that comes from God himself, we are then operating in the power that ain't Donald Trump either. That Trump, all other power. Look at the next one. Because Jesus said, John 16 is one of my favorite scriptures, the words that I speak to you. Who caught that? See, when you're speaking that word, white, you're speaking what? Spirit and life. Other words, you're speaking words that already have been resurrected. Write that down. You're speaking words that are not trying to be nothing. I wish I would have come to church tonight.
Oh my.
My time up here. I'm giving one or two more. His words are filled with power and have the ability to create his kingdom glory in the earth.
Yes, sir.
And he want to use you. He want to use you so much that you make somebody who see your life say God is good. You have to come to the point that you don't depend on nobody else. So God can get the credit. God can get the glory. Decree a thing. Decree a thing, and it will be established. Good God Almighty.
Yes, sir.
I'm going to close in a minute. Boy, this thing's so good, he'd like to get on that. Me and Creflo used to get on that one leg, you know. When you proclaim God's word, look at me. When you proclaim God's word in faith, it is activated to bring about his will. See, you're back to Isaiah 55:11. Write that down. Well, now I'm going to say something about Hebrews 11:3. Your decrees of the word will frame the will of God over your life, allowing the Spirit to fill the framework and manifest results. What? What? You can't make it. Who told you that lie? Stop listening at your cousin. The word you proclaim will dispatch angels to labor on your behalf as you become God's voice, for his word will be released in the earth. Look at Psalm 103:20. So I got to close here. Look at Psalm 103, 20. I got to close. I smell supper. Joanne had that house saying up so much, I thought I started not come. It's in every room. I said, what in the world is she doing under the table? Bless the Lord. Ye his angels that excelleth in strength, that do his commandment. Hearkening. It didn't say whose mouth it got to come out of. Why not my mouth? So when I decree, angels going to go to work on what I'm decreeing. Tell somebody next to you, I got angels working for me. Oh! Tell somebody else, I got angels working for me. I know something about to happen. I got angels working for me. You want your husband, send an angel at him. You want a wife, send an angel at her. Y'all too busy, y'all always in the corner praying. Use some power. Get up. Get up. After you pray, you're supposed to get up. Every time Jesus prayed, he went to heal a bunch of folk. We don't want no husband, say, don't send him, Lord. Can I get a few minutes? Your decrees of the word will send forth light that will penetrate darkness. Psalm 119, verse 30. Come on, Psalm 119, verse 30. I am not looking for it. You put it up there. Come on, put it up there. Where you at? Who back there? Psalm 119, 130. Thank you, Jesus. The interest of thy word give his light, give his life, give his truth,
yes, sir. Yeah.
Give his manifestation. Yeah. You ready for this?
Yes, sir.
Who up in here tonight?
Yes, sir.
I feel a Holy Ghost. Yeah. I feel wall-to-wall Holy Ghost.
Yeah.
I feel something dynamic
yeah.
is happening in you right now.
Yeah.
I feel a change being made
yeah.
that can't be reversed. Good God Almighty. Woo, Lord Jesus. Lord Jesus. Blessing will be, put this up this. Blessing will be attracted to you as you proclaim in faith the promises he has given you as a believer. You will create in your life and in the earth what was not present previously through faith-filled word. Normally, can I say something to you?
Yes, sir.
Normally, my life shouldn't be like this. I broke pattern. I had a lot of patterns set for me, my family. In different pattern. My life shouldn't be like this, but I broke pattern.
Yeah.
I found another pattern.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
And I fought for it.
Yes, sir.
You remember when Nehemiah was building that wall?
Yes,
he sent them two sneakers telling him I didn't want to talk with him.
Right.
Nehemiah said, no, I'm on the wall and I can't come down. You remember what God said to Jeremiah?
Yes,
no, it wasn't Jeremiah. Who it was? Oh, my God, who was it? Who was that? It was Joshua. What is Joshua? See, I've given you Jericho. That was Joshua, right? See, wall still standing. Nothing have changed. Jericho strictly shut up. None going out. None going in. The Lord said, if I just can get you to see, if I just can get you to come eyeball to eyeball with me, I'll handle that for you. That wall ain't nothing. What you did with that giant ain't nothing. Told David, that ain't nothing. When you get eyeball and come in agreement with me, spirit, soul, and body, you don't have to worry about nothing. I trust. Now you are our trust in the Lord. I got to close here. Romans 4:17. Romans 4:17. Come give me Romans 4. As it is written, I made thee a father of many nations, before him whom he believed, even God, who quickened the dead and calleth those things which be not as though they were. The word proclaim, what time is it? The word proclaim function as a weapon of spiritual warfare and secured victory for your life. Yes, Ephesians 6:10-20, 2 Corinthians 10:3-5. You read it yourself. You got the point?
Yes, sir.
Lord have mercy. Y'all know I haven't preached in a long time, so I got to preach a little bit tonight. Your decree of God's word will empower and strengthen you.
Yes, sir.
Ephesians 3:16. I'm going again. The word decreed is like seed that goes forth and bring a harvest for you according to the nature of the seed.
Yes,
Mark 4:26 on down.
Yes,
you, Lord. That's enough. I'm going to 24. When you decree these blessings in faith, it's like building a framework in the spirit realm that the power of God then fill with the manifestation of the promise. The word you decree attracts the manifestation of what has been proclaimed. Every word you decree has power. Stand on your feet and lift your hands. Praise God. Praise God for a minute. That man sold $1,000 when I was preaching that tonight. He said, that's five. He said, it's five more. Hey, glory. Why you talk about money so much? Because I'm trying to get y'all to get to it. Stop being shy of it. Stop being afraid of it. Stop compromising when God's trying to bless you. I speak promotion over everybody here. I see you out of debt with no regret. Bible said nothing impossible with God. Everybody on the sound of my voice will live the good life the rest of their life. Expect a good life. Expect the best things in life. There's nothing wrong with that. That's what God, Jesus died for. That you might have life and have it more abundantly. Huh?
Yes, sir.
I'm tired waiting.
I'm tired.
Say it.
I'm tired.
Confessing, waiting. Praying, reading the scripture, quoting scripture, and waiting. No. Recognize you already have it. It's yours. You have it now. And so now all you're doing is renewing your mind. Green, you hear me? You're renewing your mind so you have the power to release what you already have. There's religion. There's tradition. There's men. There are demons. There are government trying to hold you to their level. But you're a child of the living God. You don't live by the world standard. Every one of you are going to make a mock tide that can't be erased. They will remember what? This word will make a mock. You will never die. They'll always be talking about you. That's why God sent you to this church.
That's why
he sent you here.
That's right.
Let me ask you something. I'm going to ask a dumb question. I'm just going to ask a dumb question, Leroy. Do you feel better?
Yes.
You know, ain't nothing wrong with feeling better. Feeling is part of your soul. I feel like I got a hold of this thing. I received it. I feel. My Lord. My Lord. Y'all witness, get people saved. Every day. Get people saved. I got a young man saved today. I told him I was gonna give him a pamphlet. I said, boy, you can't work on my house every day, and I don't know whether you're going to hell or heaven. I said, you know Jesus? He said, no. I just ministered to him and he got saved. So I said, I'm gonna give you a pamphlet. So I went in my RV to look for a pamphlet. I didn't find, couldn't find it, so I went back to my dad and started writing some notes. He got Leroy Jr. and said, I'm waiting, they were off. It's time for me to leave. Man, the apostle told me he's gonna give me a pamphlet. I'm waiting on it. That boy saved. He said, Leroy had to find a, I had to find him one of them little new birth things so he can read it, you know. All right, you sit down and